That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
At least 9 deaths are being blamed on Hurricane Irma. It's a heading through the Caribbean. Irma slammed the islands with rain and winds of up to 180 miles an hour on Wednesday. Several islands, including Barbuda, St. Martin, and the British Virgin Islands, were all devastated by the storm. More than 1 million people are without power in Puerto Rico as Irma moves toward the Dominican Republic. The National Hurricane Center says the storm could make landfall in southeastern Florida in the next 3 to 4 days. Now, this Category 5 storm, and while it's heading towards Florida with sustained winds of 180 miles an hour, they're hoping that it will be downgraded to a Category 4 by the time it hits land here in the States. But that still is quite a lot of velocity.
I've never wanted the weather people to be wronger.
I know.
I know that's not a word, but that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's interesting, all the information, I mean, that comes out of this scenario. So Hurricane Irma is like a history-making hurricane. I mean, it's the strongest in recorded history here in the Pacific, I mean, or in the Atlantic. And now they're saying that it's the largest Atlantic hurricane on record. And just to give you an idea of how much strength is in a hurricane this size, there's an MIT hurricane expert who has broken it down. And it says that Hurricane Irma contains around twice the energy of all the bombs used in World War II.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty crazy.
That's pretty crazy, right? Puts the energy of the storms at around 7 trillion watts.
Holy smokes. Wow.
Just to give you an idea of just the strength of the force that's coming through this section. So the hurricane has left a trail of devastation, and people are saying that it could head up towards Florida with a possible track toward the Carolinas. So again, Jeff, I'm with you. I'm really hoping that they're wrong and that it starts to sort of blow out before it hits land. A team of Nebraska first responders is getting ready to take part in more hurricane relief efforts. That Nebraska Task Force 1 returned to Lincoln Tuesday following a 2-week stint in Texas, assisting areas impacted by Hurricane Harvey. And now, just one day later, the 80-member team is preparing equipment to head to Florida if Hurricane Irma strikes. And then they'll be on standby waiting to see where and when they'll be needed. And a bill packing $8 billion in Hurricane Harvey disaster assistance is on its way to the Senate. It passed the House yesterday. The White House is expected to ask for more Harvey relief money in the coming weeks. And a major cybersecurity firm says hackers have been targeting the U.S. energy sector. Symantec, it says that the new report out this week, hackers codenamed Dragonfly have been able to infiltrate American utility networks using emails and Trojan softwares.
Ooh, Trojans, huh?
Trojan software.
Oh, Trojan man. Slap one on it.
We're going to go dig it around the dark web.
Gross.
These were the guys that originally they found their fingerprints during the revolution in Ukraine. So they had like Russian ties. You know, doing stuff backing the pro-Russian elements in the Ukrainian conflict.
So this is, the report says that the hackers, they may have hacked over a dozen U.S. companies in recent months. I guess Symantec is not publicly blaming Russia for the hacks, but the Department of Homeland Security says that there's no indication of a threat to public safety.
We need to step up our computer game. So this is, you know, we used to spend the 90s making fun of Russians, like, oh, they're so backwards. Well, they do concentrate on math over there, and that's computer science. And so the basic kids over there, out of boredom, are all hackers. We're not saying we don't have computer smarts over here, but our... A lot of our kids, I mean...
I wish I knew
we
how.
We game now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember in the 80s when computers were first invented and we were learning stuff like basic?
Yeah.
Programming?
Yeah. DOS, yeah.
And talking about that kind of stuff. But like you do little... We would spend all day to make a block go from left and right on the screen. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'd go... Yeah.
And we'd show it program to our parents, that. And our parents like, would be like, right. You're just wasting your time. It's just a stupid right. block on the screen. So most of us abandon computer skills to go play Donkey Kong.
They really concentrate on coding now. I mean, that's a big right. thing. They have like coding classes at the kids' school where
open
it's like
source
kids can be like, and
Minecraft. Remember, yeah. Minecraft is open source, so kids can go in there and change it. I think it's brilliant. I'm saying our generation could have been the first crack at it, and we didn't, and Russians do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is all, apparently they say it's not a threat to public safety, but obviously it's a blip on the radar as far as like, well, how protected are our servers in cases of like, you know, the energy grid? Donald Trump Jr. Is scheduled to testify today before the Senate Judiciary Committee about 2016 meeting he had with a Russian lawyer. The president's son met with the attorney at Trump Tower, thinking that she had information on then presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and former campaign manager Paul Manafort were also at the meeting. The closed-door testimony is part of the committee's investigation into possible Russian interference with the U.S. election. And the U.S. wants the United Nations Security Council to drop a heavy set of sanctions on North Korea. They include a ban on the North Korea's textile exports, an oil embargo, and blocking other countries from hiring North Korean workers. So these sanctions proposed yesterday also would freeze North Korea leader Kim Jong-un's assets and ban him from traveling. T-Mobile is going to offer...
Ban him from traveling? When was the last time he traveled?
That's what I was going to say. Oh, really? Are you going to take his passport? Where does he go? The one thing that I was reading is that a lot of these guys have secondary passports. I can't remember what article I was reading about. It's really interesting. There's this whole like black market because you can't travel, but they like to go shopping in other countries. And so they have like, they buy these like black market passports in order to go back and forth. And so you think that they never leave, but they really are going over the border all the time, posing as someone else in order to get access to the West. All of the great toys, all the great fun, all the great little bells and whistles that we get that they apparently, you know, are like, oh, we wouldn't possibly. But there's like a lot of travel. And it's a weird, it's like this, there's this like weird.
Well, when was the last time Kim Jong-un left the country?
You would know,
that we know
I'm
of
sure.
never. I mean, yeah, none.
Why would he have to?
Probably but don't you remember that brother of his or that half-brother that was, you know, assassinated?
Yeah, yeah.
That was part of it. That was one of the things that sort of uncovered, where they were like, well, how is he going back and forth all the time? And they're like, yeah, well, a lot of them
it's not like he never left. He went to school in Switzerland.
That kid did. Yeah. I mean, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah.
Yeah. They studied in the West, but then they came back. I don't think he really, as an adult, goes very many.
Now he just places. Has Dennis Rodman bring him in blue jeans and stuff from the West.
And karaoke.
Can
did you see the recently?
Xbox. Give me the new Xbox.
The karaoke.
Karaoke machine.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman says he sings karaoke with Kim Jong-un. You know, his best friend.
Yeah, Rodman's better than Amazon Prime.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He just brings it to you.
Just bring it right to my house.
Yeah, I guess Dennis Rodman did an interview with Good Morning Britain, they asked him the question on Wednesday, and he said, we laugh, we sing karaoke, we do a lot of cool things together. We ride horses, we hang out, we go skiing.
That's strange.
We hardly ever talk politics.
All right, well, they're buds. Good for them.
I'm like, whatever, you are so bringing in.
I mean, where the hell would he be? We wouldn't be talking about him otherwise.
You exactly. Know. But also, it's like you are such a mule for whatever he needs from the West. When you're a teenager, it feels like the most important thing in your life, your driving test. But a new study has said that it's surprising. It found that smarter people are more likely to fail their driving test the first time than people, I don't know, I guess less intelligent. It was a British insurance company. You know, everybody stresses out and they're like, I'm so dumb, I could pass my test. They're like, yeah, a lot of times it doesn't have to necessarily do with book smarts. They say a lot of like AP level students end up not really passing on their first attempt. So it's kind of interesting. I guess the more educated you are, the harder it is to pass that driving test. But once you do, the sweet freedom of driving. And people feel less stressed and distracted if they go just a day without phone notifications. Go ahead. It's a do not disturb challenge. It happened in 2015. And people came back to do it. The original challenge had been to turn off notifications for a week. People were so attached to their phones that the researchers couldn't actually find anyone to take part in the challenge.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, no, I'm good. They said that 30 participants decided to do it, and that after just 24 hours of not getting those little dings of text messages and emails and Facebook updates and news items and whatever else, log into whatever, and that people felt more calm.
Well, yes. I'm less anxious because you're not getting hit up by your phone all day long.
Yeah.
You know,
they were a lot less responsive to calls and messages than normal. They were less distracted, more productive. They found it easier to concentrate on their work. And other people actually told them that they were being slower than normal. It, like, really just less distracted, more productive, slowed them down.
So slower as a compliment.
Yes, like slower as a compliment.
Slower
probably
in,
like more.
You usually don't hear slower and productive.
Good. Yeah, you don't.
Right.
But, you know, slower and more accurate, I guess, right?
Is yeah, what more attention detailed, okay. Less, you know, frazzled, less distracted. You're not plowing through things to get to the other side.
What a great, a great excuse response for when your boss says you're working too slow. Well, I'm more accurate.
Yeah. You don't have to revisit my stuff. It'll be right the first time.
He's like, actually, that's why I'm here. There are so many mistakes.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Yeah, we're saying the weather's so good, the weather guys locally almost feel bad.
Yeah.
Because all the news is covering the big storms, well, you know.
You see two different people.
And, you know, they're it's like, weird. Storm, storm, storm. We hope it's not going to devastate Florida. Here's Gary with the weather. And Gary's like, it's going to be really nice today.
Yeah, that is sorry. Going to do. So, hey, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin, what's up?
I called you guys a couple weeks ago about my car getting stolen.
Ooh, what's the latest on that thing?
My wonderful, amazing boyfriend / the Caped Crusader single-handedly recovered it for me on Sunday.
Where was it?
Whoa, where was it?
He just saw the dude driving it around Council Bluffs Sunday afternoon. So he did a lot of things to it to try to make it unrecognizable. There's a nice Gorilla Tape racing stripe on it now and some white polka dots in Flex Seal and a lot of gang-related graffiti on the inside. But
okay. Nothing like car tape.
Yeah,
that Flex Seal tape is pretty amazing.
But he didn't take my license plates off of it.
Well, did you call the cops? Were the cops ever involved?
Oh, he called the cops as soon as he saw him, but he also did a lot of illegal driving to catch him.
So what happened? Did the guy get arrested?
No, he ended up getting out of the car and running, and David decided that he wanted to make sure that my car was safe instead of beat him up.
That's probably a good idea, actually. You know, just do that. So
yeah.
Hey, well, thanks for calling and updating. I know. Sorry about all that stuff that happened, you know.
No, it's totally fine.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, have a great morning.
You too.
I actually got a car back. That's really weird. So what is the tape that you're talking about? I don't think I've heard of this stuff.
Oh, it sounds like from the makers of Flex Seal. You've never seen
the
ads?
Seen a commercial. There's a hole
they're
in the boat.
They're on nonstop, and basically they make car tape. You know, a lot of people, you fix your car with, it's just high-end duct tape.
Yeah.
Huh.
But Flex Seal, you can, you know, the guy cuts a hole in a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And the water's geysering out of it, and he takes a big square of it
and smack
and puts it inside the water and slaps it against it, and it stops the deal. Basically, what Houston and Florida need is a whole ton of Flex tape.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy cuts a boat in half with a chainsaw and then duct tapes it together, and next thing he's on a lake motorboating full speed across the lake.
That's fantastic.
It is the most infomercial you'll ever see. From the makers of Flex Tape. Why not use it on everything?
I almost want to buy it, though. I mean, they totally do a good job of selling it. I mean, have that at any time that you need something.
It's basically duct tape for everything. So it shows a guy patching his roof.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Patching a roof, doing the boat thing, doing the pool thing, whatever you need it for. It works. It's Flex Tape. So, all right.
Patching a gunshot wound.
Whoa.
Flex Tape. Flex Seal. From the creators of Flex Seal. Flex Tape.
How can you not see
magical.
That?
I don't know what television stations
what the heck are you watching?
I think I just fast forward through that, or I tune out. Like, there's a tune out factor for a lot of that stuff.
You know, if you turn out commercials, like when people are saying stuff on a commercial.
Yeah, I like put it on mute or what. You know what I'm saying? Or I use that opportunity to leave the room to refresh my wine. You know what I mean? natural little moments like that. I miss a lot of those. Yeah, because of that.
You can use that for like waxing too, by the way, if you want to wax the back or stuff like that.
I'm surprised they haven't thrown that in the ad.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this.
There's this new tape that's coming out. It's like one of the hot Christmas gifts, I guess, for kids this year. It's Lego tape. Have you seen this stuff?
Well, duct tape for years, I learned this years ago, it comes out in multiple colors because kids use it to decorate all kinds of things. Like Monster High, you can do.
Right.
It's almost an art product now, different colored duct tapes.
Yeah, you can make projects with it, like wallets and bags and all the stuff. Like they have these, but there's this new tape that's coming out. I remember seeing it last year, and it was like one of those GoFundMe, you know, where they do, you did that with like the tiles, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So this stuff's called Mica Toy Block Tape. And it, what you look at it, it is strips that are Lego strips. So you could put the tape on your wall, you could put the tape on anything, and then you can stick Legos to
regular it. Legos. It's got the Lego dots.
Yes.
The upraised, beveled dots on the tape.
Right. So you can put it on anything.
See, but here's the nightmare is what I'm afraid of is my kids slapping duct tape on wallpapered walls or it pulling off the paint.
Oh, it will.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, this isn't duct tape, though. I mean, I think it's removable tape. I mean, that's the idea is that it's not like a duct tape. It's meant to be, you know, you can tape stuff, but then you can kind of move it around. I've thought about getting it.
Says the ad. I'm just saying, slap it on the wall.
Leave it long enough.
In the dining room. I'm saying when the kids get this and they decide to make a Lego track in the dining room all the way to the living room.
It looks so cool. It looks so stinking
neat. I feel like you get these Lego things for you and not your kids. That's what it sounds like all the time.
What are you talking about?
She's an adult child.
I am. Absolutely.
That's the whole Ben Sass. I'm Ben Sass.
Mm-hmm.
His whole rant is that there's no adults anymore because we're all adult children.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We all want to continue to play games and do cosplay and buy toys all day.
Turn any surface into a building block base.
Yep. But you see how it moves? Like you can move it. So it's like you can, I mean, it doesn't permanently stick like a duct tape. So it's cuttable. You can put it on the walls. You can do all sorts of different things. So like you could put your Legos all the way up your bedroom walls. And then you can make all sorts of crazy, weird designs with it. I cannot
wait. Your bedroom's gonna
look imagine
weird,
if we pitched
Molly.
This to our parents when we were kids? They'd go, that's awesome.
No.
That's awesome. No.
Yes. Right.
But I can put Legos on the walls. They're like, you could do it on the ceiling if I didn't say no. No. Now go to your room. You're grounded for no reason.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hey, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1.
All right, here's some celebrity news right now. Molly, what's going on with the stars?
We've got a new bachelor to rally around, Ari Ludendyke Jr. He's named the star of season 22 of The Bachelor. 22 seasons. My Lord.
Well, they stack how many in a year?
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't been on for 22 years.
No. It's not even that. It's not 22 years. I'm just saying 22 bachelors. We've had 22 bachelors.
I know, but it's just funny that you stack that they get so many and so much.
How many
time.
Have won?
They're like dog years.
You know,
bachelor shows are like dog years.
Well, keep in mind that he is a throwback to season 8, which was back in 2015. So, you know, this show's been around since.
You know how old I am, Molly?
They're 22.
We had the very first Bachelor on. I worked at a radio station, and we had the very first Bachelor. We were like, is this a big deal? His name was Aaron Berge.
Okay.
Down in Lincoln.
I
thought he was the first one. Second one.
He's the second.
Second ever in 2002.
Okay.
So they did two shows in 2002. Season 1 and season 2 were 2002, and the guy's name was Aaron Berge, and we had him down in Lincoln, and the place was sold out.
For both ladies.
It was an evening with the Bachelor.
Oh, wow.
And he handed out roses if you paid the upper echelon. It was terrible.
Really?
I was like, this is so gross. We're fleecing all of our listeners.
And they all wanted, though.
And it was down at the Rococo Theater. Okay. The beautiful Rococo Theater. And women dressed to the nines. We had to go on stage and stall forever.
Really?
Because we were like, what is he going to do? He's not. He doesn't tap dance. He's the bachelor. Oh.
So what does he do? Just sit there on the stage and they ask questions or something? Or does he...
He came out on stage and waved at everybody.
Okay.
And then he went up to the balcony for the rose handing out ceremony. And all of the women got ham-boned and angry.
Wow.
Because all of them thought that they might have a chance. I mean, they all really... It was like, well, what were you thinking when you bought a ticket?
They probably thought they were going to sleep.
We were like, how many did you ladies shave your legs tonight? And they were all like, we all did. And the bachelor was like, hi, I have a girlfriend.
Oh! And then they burned the sky. Then things got ugly.
Kind of still been the template of every season of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
All these guys, these jerks go on the show and they all have an ulterior motive. And the ulterior motive is fame.
Yeah.
Aaron Burgey, by the way, was a millionaire. He was a good-looking millionaire. We were like, why does this guy have to go on a TV show to pick up chicks?
He
wanted fame.
Yeah. He wanted the fame and he wanted more chicks. You know, so you just line the ladies up and give them a kiss on the cheek and hand them a rose, huh? They're all like, oh my God, I so love him.
Was anybody loaded enough to like throw up on his shoes?
I was wasted.
No, it was getting, no, we had to basically protect him. I mean, it was like, okay, this is getting froggy. I mean, I'm telling you, I'd walk up and down the aisles and girls are like slapping me, like grabbing my ass. It was awesome. It was incredible. It was like fish food. It was like being a piece of fish food that got dropped into the pond.
They're all nibbling at
Drunk
you.
Drunk gals are like, where's the bachelor? Smacking me.
You'll do.
And I just laid down on the ground. Take me. Take me. Tore off my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Sizzle.
Feed on me. It was all pretty gross.
They're all like, we're not drunk enough.
It was all really gross. That was from the same people who brought, we brought in Aaron from The Bachelor, and then we brought in... who was the guy? Anna Nicole Smith.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. How
we brought in
that?
Anna Nicole Smith right after she lost weight.
Okay. She was pushing that Slim Fast deal.
She was pushing Slim Fast, and she did another appearance. I don't know how we booked the Rococo. Another night of nothing.
So is it?
And we had Anna Nicole Smith show up, and she was so wasted, we had to put her in a wheelchair.
Oh.
We wheeled her out on stage in a wheelchair, and we told everybody she was in a water skiing accident, because that's what they had just told us.
Okay. Yeah.
We saw her standing a minute ago, and then like, I can't use my legs.
I can't.
Oh, that's
and
sad.
We had to go get a wheelchair like it was an emergency.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they said she was in a water skiing accident.
Poor lady. Oh. That sucks. That whole thing sucks. Did anybody score with her?
What do you mean, what sucked?
What did you hear? Just her fall. Her fall. And how everybody...
You mean from Grace or the fake water skiing act?
That's
what are you talking
about? I can't keep track
her
of
falling, getting out of the wheelchair. This is Anna Nicole Smith.
I know. Her water skiing accident. I'm kidding.
Just.
He's like the sweet ladies who fell for The Bachelor.
I have a chance. He shaved his legs and everything.
He's the sweet man who believed he had a moment with Anna Nicole Smith.
He even shaved his legs in case it happened.
I did.
No, he waxed his chest.
Yeah. And the fella.
That would have been the equivalent.
Too.
How many of you guys waxed your chest tonight?
Me!
Yeah.
And I raised my own hand. I did too. And it already itches.
Magic! Yeah. Emmy Awards are going taking place Sunday, September 17th on CBS. Stephen Colbert is going to be hosting. It's the 69th annual Primetime Emmy Awards. And it's got quite the lineup of stars that are going to be on hand to present. Reese Witherspoon, Alec Baldwin, Oprah Winfrey, Jim Parsons, Anthony Anderson, Anna Faris. I don't know if she'll be bringing Chris Pratt or not. Recently, Anna was spotted without her wedding ring, but there is word that even though Anna Faris and Chris Pratt announced early in August that they were separating and divorcing, that maybe, you know, neither one of them's gotten attorneys and neither one of them's filed, that maybe there's a chance that Faris and Pratt will work it out. That would be good. Jason Bateman is also supposed to be presenting, as is Jessica Biel. So it's going to be a big night of stars at the Emmy Awards.
Molly,
Sunday,
have you watched
September 12th.
Ozark? Have you watched Ozark?
I haven't watched Ozark yet.
So like, can Ozark win an Emmy next year?
Because it will.
Only a Golden Globe. Can it win Emmys?
On being on
Netflix,
cable.
Netflix is just, Emmys is just
that's
TV,
Netflix,
right?
That's right.
It's just television. I don't think that you can stream. I got to check the rules.
Because isn't that crazy? It's like, what is even TV anymore?
I know.
I mean, TV all lives on an app.
Mine is Netflix. That's my TV anymore. Unless, you know,
Unless what,
it's sports.
Sir?
Unless it's sports and Anna Nicole Smith documentaries. And The Bachelor.
You still have your subscription to the Anna Nicole Smith channel?
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting because it says streaming services led by Netflix pile up the 2017 Emmy nominations. And it's true because you've got The Handmaid's Tale. You've got... So there are Emmy nominations.
From Netflix?
I guess cable and broadcast networks still owned the bulk of the nominations, but HBO topped the list with 111 Emmy nominations, but Netflix had 91.
Dang.
And that was up from 54 in 2016. Put it in the jar. And then FX.
It's another quarter that goes to Houston Relief, and we thank you.
So yes, to answer you, streaming can be nominated.
Yes, it will.
And it has been. So there you are.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.